All right, Steve, before we get to the rest of your surgery story, we got to tell you this. In trending political news, during a meeting in the Oval Office, President Trump told George Stephanopoulos of ABC News that he wouldn't necessarily alert the FBI if approached by a foreign country with information on the 2020 election opponent.
This boy's great.
Wait a minute.
That boy don't let you down at all.
History is repeating itself, isn't it? The president said it's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. Take a listen.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI, if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with OPPO research, right, they come up with OPPO research, oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called OPPO research.
It's called collusion. That's what it's called.
It's called unfit to be president.
It's called you don't know nothing.
This dude is unbelievable.
Yeah, he really is.
The sad part of this is the Republican Party will act like this is norm. The danger of Donald Trump getting another 4 years will be he will change the way politics is viewed and handled worldwide. Allies won't take America's word for nothing. It would just be chaotic because the way this dude leads, we can't take 4 more years of the division that he's created in this country. The sad part of it is there are so many Republicans that's going, you know what? He's just fine. But you cannot hear this type of thing and think this is who you want. I don't understand.
But it is.
The Republican Party is supposed to be the moral party, the GOP, the party of morality and religious and upholding the Constitution. And you let this guy make all these types of statements that borderline on damn near treason, collusion, or whatever you want to call it.
Seriously.
And they okay with it. And you have to go, why? Yeah. Why is it okay? Because if President Obama had done any of this.
Please.
Right.
Any of this.
Please.
Please.
Any.
So impeached.
Are you kidding me, man? Yeah, any of this.
Yeah. He couldn't even entertain the thought of doing any of this. He would have been.
Talking to Russia
about
an opponent from an election?
I don't give a damn if it is Norway.
Yeah, but
Norway,
you know America? It's not Norway. It's Russia.
He just used that as an example.
Throw us
off. Say Norway. Yeah, well, Norway probably might not have nothing. But if Russia had it, you're saying the same thing.
All right. Okay, enough about him. Back to your surgery. That was way more interesting.
Yeah. You're giving him way too much
time.
Talk about him.
He is truly unfit.
Yeah.
Why y'all think this going to change?
He's not the guy.
No. So you were saying,
but my surgery was a success.
You had hernia surgery, right?
Yeah, man. The swelling and the soreness was a little bit more than I had bargained for. You know, I'm used to bouncing right back. It's been a little bit more challenging than I thought, and but I'm fine. You know, God is good. Coming out of anesthesia, I probably ain't who you want.
What did you do?
Why,
do you
Steve? Why?
Man, my wife said, Steve, I had to go in there.
She
said it was 6 doctors standing around you. She said, I don't even remember this. She said, Steve told all them people, y'all get out my face where my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
I want all y'all out my face where my wife. She said, Steve, Marjorie said, Steve, I have no doubt that you love me. You was talking to them people so crazy. She said, and then you just held me for, really, Steve, and I kid you not, 10 straight minutes. You wouldn't let me go.
That baby.
Oh, I don't remember none of that. She could have just been telling me something.
Yeah. Strong, man. That's the strong.
It was nice, though. But I told the anesthesiologist, I said, right before you to administer the drug, I want you to tell me you're putting it in. She said, okay. She said, Mr. Harvey, I'm about to administer the drug. I said, do you know Jesus? She said, yes, I do. I said, let him use you.
Huh.
I say that to all my doctors.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know Jesus, you find somebody else to do this.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
God works through doctors.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want you to get me wrong. If it's a Jewish doctor, I'm fine with that. I don't want anybody to misunderstand that I'm saying if you
You're
don't.
You're talking the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm just talking about God, really.
You
and know, your
I'm
belief
accepting
system.
Of all faith. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a Muslim. Yes. Mm-hmm. But do you believe in God? I need you to have some faith in God. You're somebody greater than you. And right. I just ask all of them, you know, just let him use you. And he mm-hmm. always do. That's my prayer before I go in. And Absolutely. It works. And I'm That's back. And I'm out here. Today is the day that we get started with the boys.
Uh-huh.
I got 240 camp. Boys at the camp.
Congratulations.
I just added another young man from a foster care program who couldn't get in the program. He's out of foster care mm-hmm. at 18, right?
Oh.
But he's 19 years old, and he mm-hmm. wanted to come to the camp. But the rule is you have to be 18. But I accepted him yesterday at the golf tournament because he uh-huh. came out to the golf tournament. He just wanted to meet me. He said he never had a mentor, and he wants a mentor. So I put him in the camp anyway for
nice,
today.
Steve.
So he'll
That's
be down there today. Mm-hmm. I added another boy last week from the Family Feud audience.
Mm-hmm.
15-year-old kid, I was talking to him. He said, man, I always wanted to meet you. I said, how's your mom? Well, she's at work. A guardian bought me. I said, where your dad? He said, who's that? I said, you don't have a father? He said, he don't love me. And he just busted out crying.
Oh, man.
Aww.
So I said, he at the camp. So he'll be at the camp today. Those
nice.
Are the things we're doing, man.
Yeah. And
God
you love
is good,
this.
Man.
This is your...
Oh, man.
You love this. Besides Christmas,
yeah.
this is your favorite
this
time
it.
Of year, Steve.
This really is.
This your
this
week.
This really is, Shirley.
Yeah, you working through. Look at you, God, doing God's work. Come on, Steve.
Come on, man.
I love that.
Yeah.
After surgery.
Yeah.
All right, well, hang on, everybody. Post your comments at steveharveyfm.com. Coming up next, the nephew's in the building to run that prank back right after this.